Welcome back to the Crooked Spine Show. Have you or someone you know had a bad hip or knee injury where it may not have required surgery, but a long recovery time? In this workshop, we talk about how to recover properly, how to prepare if you need surgery, and also what exercise you need to do. The biggest thing to understand when you have a bad injury or causes swelling, especially for a period of weeks, over time can cause scar tissue if you don't move the joint properly. If the joint doesn't move properly over time too, can cause arthritis when the scar tissue actually settles in. So with any severe injury, you want to start moving the joint when possible. Once the swelling calms down, moving with stretching first. Once that feels good, then add strength building exercise. At that point, the scar tissue does not form, arthritis does not settle in, causing permanent injury. In this talk, we talk about how feet position is important in recovery with hip and knee surgery because of load and balance and posture, along with four exercises: the pigeon exercise, the step-up exercise, the lunge exercise, and knee extension exercise. So watch the workshop, listen to the podcast, and I'll talk to you afterwards.
What I want to go over first is hip and knee surgery recovery. Who's had hip or knee surgery before? Anybody? Okay, when you have that, what happens is, after surgery now, current education and understanding of the human body says you want to start rehab right away, the same day of surgery. Okay? Sometimes it's sore, sometimes it's painful. The benefit is your body will naturally want to heal on its own. When it does that, it causes the fibers to start forming together. When it does that, the byproduct is called inflammation and scar tissue. The problem with scar tissue is it locks it up like glue, so as it heals, it locks further and further, so it makes it harder to move. So problems with a sprain, surgeries for one, two, knee, hip, wherever in your body, if it heals on its own without you doing anything, it heals without moving, so you can't move once it heals. Does that make sense? I had someone come in, not hip or knee surgery, but shoulder surgery. Two guys about the same time within 2-3 weeks. And one guy, he was about probably 40 years old. Other guy was probably in his 60s. And they were both pretty active. And the guy that was 60s, he had rehab surgery right away. He had started moving things around, getting things going, exercising on his own, even with a therapist too. Other guy, his doc told him, just let it sit there for a while for the first 3 weeks and do nothing. Let it heal. Who do you think had a better rehab a month, 2 months later?
First guy.
The first guy, the old guy. Okay, old guy meaning he was 60 years old, so relative terms. Because he had moved it the whole time. Within 2 months, full range of motion, back to doing his normal stuff, walking every day, moving around. Second guy was still like this, in a sling. He had to start over because his doctor had told him to let it sit. So it sat and became more concrete, like concrete wood. And now he had to do all the hard work to break up all that scar tissue, get things back to normal again. So now he had to go through all that pain. I'd rather be the first old guy. Okay? Same thing with hip or knee. Once you have surgery done, making sure, what I do with my patients is, you have the therapy set up before you actually have the surgery done. So you have the fastest recovery with less scar tissue. Scar tissue settles in there, maybe a joint in the shoulder, the hip, the knee, even the spine, that'll cause arthritis. Scar tissue will cause arthritis when a joint doesn't move. It can be a knee, a hip, a spine, a wrist, anywhere in the body. It's the same physiology of the body. You have to keep moving to prevent scar tissue, prevent arthritis. It's not an age-related problem. Okay, get that out of your head. It's a lack of motion problem. If we don't move because it hurts or it's sore, we have an injury, we cause things to not be painful, but the downside is you cause more scar tissue, more arthritis. Once you have arthritis where scar tissue becomes permanent, more calcified, that's done. You're done. You need surgery to remove that. It may be a knee or hip, especially a loading joint, but you gotta be very careful with that too, as risk of having surgery. Okay, getting down to the actual hip and knee. The hip has certain motions, right? The hip is like a shoulder, where you have from your knee to your hip, you have one bone that locks in like a ball and socket, and that area is protected by ligaments that lock everything up. Ligaments will wind up like a piece of rope, to make it tighter, or unwind to make it looser. If you don't move, it's going to get looser or tighter if you don't move. Your hip. Tighter or looser? I think it'll get tighter or looser if you don't move your hip.
Tighter.
It'll wind up even tighter. Okay, so we have to keep things loose so things don't want to tighten up too much. But you want them too loose either, where it can cause your instability, which is it's not a very common problem to have. So you want to do certain things muscle-wise to make those areas stronger. Once you've had the surgery, once you've had the rehab, and you have no range of motion, you want to get it stronger. Okay, so if I'm moving around, I'm doing this.
Hold on 1 second.
Come on in.
The door was locked. It's not gotten weak all of a sudden.
It's like prison. Once 12-3 rolls around, we lock everything up. That's it.
Not that I've been to prison before recently, but previously maybe, I don't know.
So how's the food in this prison?
I don't know. I haven't tasted the food yet. It's on my first day. So with the, going back to hip again too, if you have hip or knee surgery, same thing, we want to make sure the joint's stable. We want to make sure we have full range of motion before we start exercise. Okay, if it's painful, you have to take a step back, stretch, and then strengthen over time. Strength only happens again after you've caused the stretching and it's pain-free. Okay, hip again, hip is basically your femur, your femoral neck that goes into the ball and socket, and your hip joint, which is basically a cavity, so everything sits in. It can lock up like a piece of rope and wind up ligaments in there, so you want to make sure you unwind them properly, okay? Now what you can do, to start with a hip, is do a figure four motion like this, and see if your actual knee stays up here, where the ligaments are tight in the hip, or does it drop down where it stays loose? And is one side tighter than the other? My right side is usually pretty loose. My left side, sometimes not so much. Get the head down there. Okay? I have to do more work on my left side than do my right. Everyone's body's different. And if your legs are a little bit uneven too, sometimes because the knees are tighter, where your hips being separate joints, this will wind up a little bit tighter here. Pull it back to make this side feel a little bit shorter on that side. Okay, or with your feet, can affect your hip length or height. Bring your foot out on one side, it'll drop your arch to make that side feel longer, this side higher on this side. Any questions about that? So your feet are important for your hip health and looseness and also keeping them strong. If my foot out and my right hand side comes out, again, it drops the arch. That point, that side has to have more load. So it makes that side a little bit tighter, a little bit more harder to move. Makes sense. My hips, my upper body, drop all my body weight down. My hips are level, both sides even. My right side becomes longer because my arch dropped my arch, all the weight will transfer more on that right side. Any questions? Questions about that? So I want to make sure my feet, because it'll help my hips and knee, my feet are going to be evenly forward, okay, either straight, maybe a little bit out if you need to, but if one side is more, it's going to cause more damage on that hip. Whatever side is going to be lower because of the arches. Any questions? My job, my patient, is to make sure overall their posture, maybe their neck, mid-back, low-back, shoulders, hips, knees, and feet are straight. I train to go here because that'll help the knee down the line too. If my knee is out, when I take a step, it makes the inside wear out faster. My knee is straight, where the kneecap sits, it's meant to stay in that groove, like seam in my pants, stay in that groove, so I take a step forward, straight, stays in that groove so it actually wears out evenly. No, we're out by saying that late knees was more of a cushion in there. I bring my foot out, in or out, inside wears out faster, causing inside knee pain. Outside gets tighter, pull the kneecap out. So overall, you have misalignment of the knee. Any questions about that? Bring back to the hip, number one stretch, see in a chair, hence a chair. Here is. Everyone scoot back in your chair. Try this and see. Just check it. What you want to do is make sure we have a good view. Bring your right ankle over your left knee and push down on your right knee where it feels comfortable in your hip. Right leg, right ankle over left knee. I know it's complicated.
I like to use the mirror image. I can follow you this way better.
Yeah, so I'll do this first here.
I got my left leg over. It looks just like you.
Take a yoga class.
You got it.
All right.
You got it.
And now, try the other side. See what side's tighter on you.
Oh, this one's loose.
Cool.
It was tight.
And if you want to scoot back, if you want to lean back in your chair, if it's easier for you too.
This one won't go down nearly as far.
And then bring your foot further out, so it's on your ankle, not on your shin.
There you go.
So bring your foot up. So on top here. Oh, there we go. Good.
The other side. Can you do the same?
Who has the left side tighter? Me. Anyone else? I'm only one. Fine.
My right side.
Your right side.
Down nearly as far.
Because you do a lot of walking too, you'll feel that difference also. So what I want to make sure, if I'm doing a lot of walking or I do a lot of biking also, I keep all these hips loose, doesn't cause hip injuries, even hamstring injuries too because of that. Any questions about that stretch? Yes?
With that particular stretch, can you actually be too flexible along that plane and cause problems with something like the antagonistic muscles?
It can be, but it's very uncommon. If you're too flexible, that means you have some problems in stability with the hip itself, or your quad muscle's too weak, which is uncommon to happen.
The quad muscle
can be too weak. Because your quad muscle attaches right above the hip joint inside the hip, and will cause that to become more stable in that area. Answer your question?
Yeah, I think so.
Yes?
Okay, my right side's tighter, so is it weaker?
Your right side's tighter. So that means that right side is looser. I'm sorry, right side is tighter. That means you have a little bit more work to do on that right side to push it down.
Somebody wants to.
Yep. Another victim. Yep, of course. Come on in. Yeah, good morning, good afternoon, good everything. So if my right side's tighter, I want to practice this stretch as an exercise, pushing this down for 1 minute where it feels only tight, not a pain. 1 minute here. Other side.
Is that a good exercise? Or
yeah, I think so. It's my old doctor's opinion. I'm licensed and fixing alone, but that's what I would do.
I'm going to start doing that.
You carry a little extra LBs, that's up to you. Let's keep the hip loose, so. So if I'm here, my right side's tighter, I'm going to push down that right side for a minute, hold it where it feels like a stretch, just where you feel that hip kind of like a little bit of a pull. I'm going to go to my left side for a minute, and after that for a minute too, I'm going to come back to my tighter side again to do that one more time. All right? So I do my tighter side twice, my not as tight side once. Because you want to maintain that overall balance. Any questions about that? Anything? Oh, good. Makes my life easy. All right. Another one, too.
I have to wonder.
Yes.
We've been driving a car for 60 years, you know, the right and the left foot are doing different things. I think that's partly what's responsible for all of this.
It's your whole lifestyle. If I sit in a chair and I have my foot out here the whole time, what side's going to be tighter? My right foot's straight out, and it's, say, for example, driving the car. My left side's behind me. Which hip's going to be tighter?
Left.
Because your hip, your knee's closer to your hip, it stays relaxed here in this position, versus your right side is more extended and relaxed. If I sit in a chair all day, I'm sitting up in a chair, and my knee to my hip to my body is 90 degrees, my body adapts to this position, this posture. So when I get up, I go, oh, my hips are tight. Because it's used to this here, not used to this, being straight and relaxed. Ligaments, like muscles, they have blood supply. They have nerve supply. They're based on tension, like a bungee cord. If we relax that tension, it maintains that resting position. Keep the muscle stretched out, it maintains that resting position. Our job throughout the day is how do we stretch things out over time to make overall body stay relaxed and stretched, not tight where it can weaken. Any questions about that?
The point I was making was when you're driving a car, you're using your right leg and your right foot and everything so much more often.
Yes.
And so I think that's why mine the stiffer it hurts.
And your job is when you do the walking you do, how do you focus on making sure both feet are straight? And you work out enough when you exercise to work that out. If I'm gonna work out, I'm gonna stretch before I work out, stretch in the morning and at night too at the same time. I wanna make sure I do enough so when I work out and lift weights, my body stays relaxed so it doesn't pull anything. It wants to build muscle, not make the ligaments even tighter. When you work out and you strengthen, or you walk a lot, or if you stand a lot too, ligaments, muscles will tighten up slowly. You may not feel that. By doing certain stretches throughout the day, you're gonna notice I walked all day and the next day I wake up the next morning and go, man, my hips are really tight. But yeah, because I walked yesterday a lot. I was on my feet a lot yesterday. So I have to stretch a little bit more because I did more yesterday. You want to balance out your stretching, your strengthening with how much your lifestyle is every day. And again, you can do whatever you want to do, but can you daily go in your mind calculate, okay, I walked more than I usually do. I better stretch, make sure I stretch tonight, or maybe a little bit more. Okay, any questions about that?
Well, I'm just remembering I spent 50 years of my life, 5 days a week, hunched over a keyboard.
There you go.
With my neck turned up like this.
That's why you look the way you do. So beautiful. Yeah. Beautiful. Just beautiful.
Oh.
That's the plan. Yes.
How about stairs? Steps. Like the ones I use that one right there.
Yes.
By the parking lot. Mm-hmm. Up and down, up and down.
Great.
I live across there, and I go up 3 floors and stairs at night and in the morning.
To strengthen your hips, or to which?
No, just for daily.
Good.
Because I sit most of the time, every half hour I get up.
Good.
And then I'll stoop down because I work with a lot of books.
Yes.
Do a lot of study, and I'll get on my knees and I read on the floor.
Keep going for it.
And then I go stretch out this way so I can, I hear my spine.
And you want to strengthen your hips and knee together yeah. by, if anything, using stairs as a weight exercise too.
Better use than kettlebells too.
I love kettlebells. Yeah. Even lightweights, if you have a little bit, even water bottles in your hands, strengthen your hip and knee, use a water bottle, and step up, and step down. Use a chair, step up, and step down. At that point, the water bottles will help maintain your balance to get your knee and your hip, because they're one connection, to make that quad muscle stronger. Realize your quad muscle is in front of your leg, that attaches inside the hips, across the hip joint, and crosses the knee to attach below the kneecap. But working this muscle, you make the overall quad, knee, and hip stronger. Once you have the looser with that first stretch, the figure four stretch, then using this, just to go up and down, will slowly get that whole area stronger. When you're shifting your weight, you get your body to slowly maintain its balance too, get your overall balance better. If you do this over a couple times, you feel confident. And at that point, keep your head up with some water balls in your hands, do the same thing. At that point, your body maintains this position so you can walk without looking down at your feet all day. If I'm walking like this, does my body not do this and over time do this? Again, I said this 1,000 times. I come down to Euclid every day for work, go back up Euclid to go home. And I do all day walking. They're walking phenomenal miles, but they're walking like this the whole time.
Yeah.
So they come home, their posture is like this. I'd rather you walk like this, so you retrain or maintain a better posture up here relative to here. So by doing this, you're looking, if anything, looking over your nose. Down over your nose, down your nose, look at the floor, not straight with your eyes. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Okay? Keeping your head up, body up when you move, you change your balance and posture here. Keep your muscles strong, using light weights to come up, hold it for a second, come back down. Moving your knee joint, hip joint, maintains that range of motion and strength. Overall body feels that balance on one leg versus the other. Everything will shift evenly, so when you walk, everything shifts evenly at the same time. Retrain your body. It's very training. As long as you're breathing and bleeding, your body can still retrain everything. Questions about that? Yes?
One thing about when I do squats,
yes.
Sometimes I use a chair, sometimes I use a kettlebell.
Good.
But I go about 80% up and 80% down, not all the way thing.
Why?
It'll strengthens my muscle.
Okay.
With, and it puts more pressure without stress.
But you want full range of motion.
I stretch my knees by going too far. And that is no good for me.
See, I would do that. I would do that. I would think, I like the weights of kettlebells for this exercise too, but also you want full range of motion too. Hmm? You want full range of motion. You want the whole knee moving together.
Well, that's what I do.
All the way down. So you go all the way down, all the way up then.
Not
right?
All the way down. It goes yeah. About 80%.
So you go about 90, right?
90%.
So you go, how do you do it? More like,
well,
like this?
Yeah, without going all the way. Not, okay, what's your normal posture for doing that?
So I'm here, I'm going to do this.
Okay, I wouldn't go that far. I go
right here.
A little bit more, right there, without going all the way. And it actually pushes more, it builds up the muscle.
Okay.
In my case.
And I like the muscle strength that which is fine.
And then also I would only do the thingamajig.
Yeah.
What is that exercise you're doing? What does it help you on your...
It helps your balance on the side of your legs.
Your balance?
Helps your knee strength and also your hip strength.
That's right.
So walking up the stairs, this will be good. You can walk up the stairs with.
No.
Okay. What, yes.
What I do with the stairs too, once I get warmed up, then I will do the first step, then I will go to the third step.
So you keep skipping steps.
Yeah.
And part of what you're doing too, which I like, is you want to build up some flexibility too. So like going up on a chair with your feet, more of a chair lunge, is also stretches using a side of a chair. Is that point putting your knee behind you, body come forward this way, to have some support in your knee, to lean forward, to use something for balance, to stretch out both your quad muscle and your hip together. Okay, so we go back a little bit more so you see that, back here. Using even just the wall too, if you want to use the wall, here, is go back, stretching your back leg, come forward, and just lean forward if you don't have any tight pants on. And let your body come forward. From here, to modify it, bring your body up as far as you can. Really stretch that bottom quad muscle. Overall body will loosen up even more. Hold that for about 10-15 seconds. Then switch sides. Stretch out the other side at the same time. Body up the whole time.
Yeah.
Alright, at that point, you're getting the full range of motion.
That's what I do too. When I, and then yeah. I pick up my books and then I...
And you want to hold it for 10 to 15 seconds.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Stretch the ligaments out, not just the muscle. Okay, that's the important part. When you hold that stretch 15, 20 seconds, even 30 seconds, ligaments will stretch to make the joint looser, not just the muscle stretch. Any questions about that?
I didn't know. I wasn't aware that I was doing that.
Yeah, that's what I would do.
Because I couldn't see myself.
There you go. At that point, keep your body up the whole time, using this for balance, a wall or a chair. Body stays up. We're going to use this part of getting off the floor, too. Okay? Other one for the knee. The knee, right? Okay, I'm going to use the knee one. So it's over. You can see this. Here, the knee recovery has basically three muscles you want to work. You have your quad muscle, right? We talked about a minute ago. The quad muscle is one muscle split in three parts. The middle is called the magnus, lateralis for lateral side, medius for inside or medium. Okay? You want to split that muscle, you want to work three different muscles individually. When we walk all day, when we walk, we don't do this, right? That'd be weird. So what happens is your side muscle will tighten up because you have a second muscle called the TFL band, tensor fascia line, I think it's French, I don't know. One of those weird words. It attaches above your hip, down the side of your leg, below your knee. Crosses two joints like your quad muscle. So what happens when you take a step, it comes very tight over time to maintain your overall balance going forward. So that muscle, TFL band, also supports the lateralis muscle. So you have two muscles on the side, one middle, one inside. All right, any questions about that? Two outside, one middle, one inside. We want to work, because we have that imbalance sometimes, that outside muscles, those two muscles, will pull the kneecap outside of your body. Any questions about that? That's why we get inside knee pain. All right? The problem is when that pulls that muscle to this, when it pulls the muscle outside, that kneecap will pull with it to make the inside groove wear itself down,
and make that inside muscle weaker. So our job is, if we have that tight muscle in the side and the inside knee pain, those two things, want to get the inside muscle stronger to help balance out that muscle inequality. So what you want to do is do a leg extension like this. When I put this video on YouTube and connect, I'm going to put a video to called knee exercise. What you want to do is push your foot out, means your right leg, bring your toe out away from your body on your right leg, and come straight up with the leg to work the inside knee muscle. Okay, want to try it? Let's see my knee volunteer. Climb up there.
I have to climb.
Here, I'll give you a knee. Ready? Go. You got it. Take all the work, you're fine. Okay, so where's your knee soreness?
This one.
Good. Is this sore here?
Yeah.
Is this sore on the side?
No, here.
Okay, so the quad muscle is that good? Yeah. Good, okay. So let's do this. Instead of coming, so normally we do this, right? Essentially we go straight up. Yeah. Now we want to do this differently. Turn your foot. So keep your leg straight. Just turn your ankle. There we go. Now come up this way. Where do you feel the knee pressure?
Here.
Okay, so what we want to do this over time to make that quad muscle and inside knee muscle strong, so that way takes the pressure off the other areas.
That's
great. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're grimacing like it's in pain. All right, does that hurt the inside at all? Is that okay?
Inside not, but just
it's a quad muscle there.
Here, yeah.
Okay. Keep it up.
And I hear it's pain always. So come here, please.
Keep moving the leg. The biggest thing with exercise you're going to do.
This one is good, right?
Not a problem,
but
right?
This one
doesn't go. What the heck? Why?
Yeah, I don't know.
Which I'll hook you, right? We want to make sure we do enough stretching to make the muscles looser over time. Yes.
What about the shoes? I noticed that the shoes have to do something with it, too.
With the knee or the hip or both?
Well,
the whole leg.
Everything. Because some of them are flat, some of them have.
Arches,
home runs, all kind of deal.
You have to be careful what kind of shoe you get, because you want a shoe that actually promotes good foot gait or analysis, where it goes straight forward. The problem is sometimes it's not the shoe, it's the feet. Is your foot, so stand up for me. Take your time. Is my feet straight, or is my foot cut up? Does my foot do this? Or does my foot go in like it should? Like that.
This way.
That's the way. And here. The weight on your heels.
Oh.
Yeah. Because our body's used to this.
Yeah.
And for you, your foot here, it's going to cause leg, knee, and hip problems. We have to focus on keeping that foot forward, weight on the heels, so our body stays back here.
Yeah.
See, if I'm like this here, where my foot is out and I'm coming forward, that's my normal. This feels good to me. I want to maintain this. I have to think, okay, do I want to be normal or do I want to be my normal? I want to bring that foot in, my body on my heels, so my body's back here, not here. But it takes time to retrain. This is why the quad hurts. You have to get through that portion to make the leg, the knee, and the hip stronger. All of it.
Okay.
All right? Okay. So focus on that. It's going to feel weird. Now you're like, I feel like I'm going, if I bring my foot in, I'm going to feel like my foot's here, not here. See, if my feet are naturally here, right, going out, go back to feet again, and I bring them, and if I in my mind, I have to bring them in here, I'm actually feeling like I'm going here. It can feel weird and awkward for a while, maybe about 2 or 3 weeks. I have a guy try this yesterday or Friday. He was walking like this, like, I just don't feel right. I'm like, hey, you don't look right either. But it takes time to go from there, and then it comes to normal again. All right, any questions about that? Yes?
Another question, but a suggestion.
Yes?
The way I found out my posture was, I was up in the colonies.
Yes.
And I was walking along a knoll. Do you know where knolls is, right?
Coles?
Coles.
Yes.
All the way to Auburn's Depot. It's about halfway
to
that section. And I'm just walking, and all of a sudden I stopped and I saw a reflection.
Who's that old guy?
You're right. And that's what
Who's
I said.
That old guy bent over?
I'm never going to be like that.
And who's that guy?
And then
Fred.
I looked around, nobody around me, and I could look back, it was me.
Like,
so from then on, I do the stretching, I do the Now, like when I sit, I put a pillow here, keep my spine straight, and then every 45 minutes, I get up.
And that's what you can do, too.
And I change to do different things.
Well, let's take it. Look at your own posture, see where you are. We've done this before 2,000 times, is we go against the wall, check your own posture. At that point, put the heels, hips, shoulder, and head. At that point, this should be good to you. This should feel normal to you. If it doesn't, then you're weird and awkward like the rest of the people out there. If you feel like you're going, it doesn't feel comfortable, tight shoulders, tight upper back, your body's like this.
Right.
All right, so you want to get our body back here.
Or more.
Or more, and train this way where you feel awkward and weird until this becomes your new normal. My job, my patients, is to go wherever they are. Got you, Blair. Come on in.
So I'm gonna lock up from the other side.
That's a good idea. It's like 20 people later. I don't have a key, though. It's key based back there.
What's the mask in there?
So a lot of it is, how do you train our body to where this feels better and this doesn't feel good at all? People come to my office their first day, they have back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, and they look like this. And this feels good to them. By the time they leave, I want them to feel this. They try doing this, they go, this doesn't feel good anymore. I'm like, well, good, that's the plan. Yeah. All right? Any questions about the knee or hip recovery?
After surgery, do you know how long after you have to go upstairs and downstairs?
It depends on the surgery. Everybody's different. The surgery can be either clean out or meniscus repair. Or even the ACL, LCL ligament repair too. Mm-hmm. So it depends, but you want right after surgery, you want to do is make sure you get the therapy right away.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a patient that make sure you have therapy lined up before you even have the surgery.
Mm-hmm.
At that point, you get the right rehab done, so you might be sore, might be pain, might really hurt, but can you recover completely so you don't need another one down the line? All right, let's move on to the getting off the floor. I'm going to cover that too, okay? Any questions so far about this stuff? We good? Yes.
Okay, you showed the exercise for strengthening inside.
Yes.
How about if you need to strengthen the IT band on the outside?
So the outside, you want to strengthen it, is instead of pushing down, you want to pull up.
Okay.
Okay. At that point, it'll stretch the outside area, along with keep everything nice and loose, too. Yes, you want to do both figure fours. Okay. Good question. All right. Let's move on to the second part, because I did miss.
Hope this talk helps you understand that proper recovery allows you to have normal range of motion and normal strength with no permanent problems or need for surgery down the line. If you have knee or hip injury issues, try these exercises in the actual show notes. We'll have the actual post of detailed exercise and try them and see how they feel. At that point, if it causes more of a soreness, more of a tightness, great, keep doing them. Add more time and reps. At that point, get things looser, then stronger over time. If it causes pain, and pain doesn't go away or causes more swelling, then get checked out by your chiropractor. Find out how you can over time recover and stay healthy and get strong. All right? Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Again, the show notes has linked to the other podcasts, workshops, interviews we've done in the past, and also the highlights of everything we've done for this overall show. All right? So have a good day, and we'll see you in the next episode.